Well, thank you very much. And I have to say I'm a bit intimidated following John Martin. So take it for what it's worth. Oh, I'll give you the wrong one. Joint Standing Committee on Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry, Chairman Edgecombe. First of all, I should say that I'm no longer a superintendent. I used to be. I'm retired now, and I live in Rockport, Maine.
Yes, actually, Representative O'Brien's been keeping me filled in.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I'm appearing today to express my concerns regarding the proposed changes to LURC. Let me state at the outset that I greatly appreciate the opportunity to make my views known, as well as the work that this committee is doing. This has been an educational afternoon for me. I have learned so much from the various speakers that have appeared before you. I have realized how complex the issues are that you're dealing with, and how much the challenge is as you move forward in dealing with this legislation. I think that the easiest way to deal with it is to do what former Speaker Martin said, which is just to vote not to go forward with this legislation. If, however, this train is already headed down the track and is going to continue on, then I would suggest that you follow some of the recommendations that have been so eloquently and I think convincingly put forward, which is eliminating the opt-out possibility or option for the county governments for all the reasons stated, which I don't need to repeat, and also the provision to allow county commissioners to appoint themselves. I have nothing against county commissioners. I know some personally. I have a great deal of respect for them, but I don't think their role is in regulating the unorganized territories in Maine, nor do I think that they should be appointed or appoint themselves. I think the legislative oversight for that committee, to me, that is what is important for the oversight of LURC. It's here. It's in the legislature. It's in this committee. That's where the oversight should be, and I assume that's what's taken part in the past. On a personal note, I would like to add that the greatest part of my professional life, including 33 years of teaching, was in Southern Aroostook Public Schools and living in Aroostook County. It instilled in me a respect and love for the magnificent heritage that Maine has in the North Woods, the greatest forest in northeastern United States. I have been mentally and spiritually and restored by living in among the vastness of trees, flowers, streams, ponds, and wildlife that are hard to find in such abundance anywhere else in this part of the country. Days spent hiking and cross-country skiing in the forests of Maine have been better for my physical and mental health than all the exercise gyms and medications that our current population seems to require. Why would we want to jeopardize this priceless and irreplaceable heritage with weak or no environmental protections? Only you can answer that question with this legislation, but you should consider it carefully. We need to balance development, economic development, with our natural resources. And I agree 100% with those who have spoken about the incredible value as a resource for tourism that exists in our northern Maine Great Woods.
Are you near the end?
Am I at the end?
Yes.
Gosh, let's go fast. Thank you anyway. I do appreciate your work, by the way.
We also appreciate your service to kids from the classroom all the way up to the superintendency. For your career, thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter. That's nice to hear. As a former fellow superintendent. Can I give my last paragraph? Hey, Peter, please.
If it's powerful, go right ahead.
I am speaking for my children and grandchildren when I implore you who are making changes for the future to consider carefully the changes you make. Don't act out of the illusionary belief that unregulated development will save the economy of the northern counties, when in the long haul, the loss of our remaining unpolluted forests and water systems will bankrupt the future, both economically and environmentally, for generations. Thank you.
Thank you. That was worth it. Good. Thank you very much. We'll have...